This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
So you're one of the families waiting to go over. How do you feel now? Are you confused? What happened here? Who do you trust? Do you trust Moses? Well, you see, Moses wasn't the leader of my tribe. He lived slightly aloof, off in the big tent, off on the side. But these guys that are telling me we can't do it are the leaders of my own tribe. They're the people I see every day. They're the people I trust. So the people had this tremendous confusion. One of the ways I try to understand Scripture is to put my emotions in the place of the people I'm reading about. And how would it have felt at this point? Very, very confusing. Not only did they say that everyone was a giant, said in verse 33, we seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes. They started by believing a lie. They then created a self-inflicted inadequacy. Because we believe they are all big, therefore we to ourselves seemed grasshoppers. Then they said, we looked the same to them. How did they know? Say, excuse me, giant, do I look like a grasshopper to you? No, it was all in the head. I doubt if they did a survey on the streets of the city and says, please indicate, how do we look to you? Giant, normal, or grasshopper? Please take one of these. Because they were so afraid, they wouldn't have approached them. Started with a lie, then a self-determined inadequacy, and then they allowed the untrue view of themselves to determine how they thought others saw them. You see why this is a very depressing story. It just goes down and down and down. Caleb, I love this man. Later on in the story, when he's aged 80, he says, I want to take that hill. I was here 40 years ago. I was on this hill. I saw it. Now, when they eventually do get in, he says, me and the boys here, we'll take this hill. What a way to go as an 80-year-old. But at this point, he said, no, we can take the land. Verse 30, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. Well, was he in a different bit of the land to the others? Did he see different circumstances? No. What happened was he saw God, and he saw the real giant. The others didn't. They said, no, we can't. And there was this discussion back and forward. Go into chapter 14, verse 7. Joshua and Caleb together now saying, the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. What had the 10 said? The land devours people. What did Joshua and Caleb say? We will swallow them up. They had seen exactly the same circumstances. Interestingly, All 12 had survived. It wasn't that one came back bruised and bloodied and said, "Don't go in there, they've killed the other 11. They all survived. They could survive short term for 7 weeks, but they were afraid to bring their wives and children with them permanently. What happened then when these men, these two, brought the report that said, "We can do this. We will swallow them up. Their protection is gone. The Lord is with us." The whole assembly talked about stoning them. In the law, false prophets were to be stoned. In reality, the true prophets were the ones that were often stoned. And the false prophets were listened to. That happened here. Both people brought a prophetic message, but one ignored God, one group. What did they go on to say? In chapter 14, verse 31. Sorry, verse 2, first of all. "If only we had died in Egypt." What short-term memories. "Or here in this desert. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt?" And they said to each other, "We should choose a leader and go back to Egypt." It's dreadful. God said, "You want to die in either in Egypt or the desert?" Okay. And they did. They all got their wish. And they all died in the desert. Except for Joshua and Caleb. One after another, over 40 years, wandering around this land of just enough, they died one after another, buried in sand all over the place. When just across the river was their destiny that they refused to accept. Depressing. See what happened? They forgot their destiny in God. For them, they began to take control themselves. They lost sight of the fact that God's plan may not exactly fit with theirs, but his plan was one to be followed. They forgot God's power. The God who had brought the plagues, the God who had parted the sea, the God who had drowned the Egyptians, the God who had provided the manna and the quail, was suddenly too small to deal with the giants. They saw with the wrong eyes. Human eyes. Circumstances became the main factor in their decision making. They lost sight of God. They were sitting at the wrong place. They were sitting at the bottom of the circumstances looking up, instead of sitting with God looking down. Has anybody here been up Mount Everest? Well, I can claim to have been up Mount Everest. It's true. Flying in an aeroplane into Kathmandu, past the top of it. And you look over and think, doesn't look that big from up here. And it doesn't. But if you're standing at the bottom looking up, it's huge. See, the size of Mount Everest didn't change. What changed was my perspective and where I was sitting looking at it. They stood looking up at the giants thinking, "Oh my goodness." Instead of sitting with God, as Caleb did, and think, "They've no protection. They're the grasshoppers. We're the giants because our God is bigger than they are." They saw with the wrong eyes. They lost the battle before it even started. See, they didn't lose the battle in the battle. They lost the battle in their head. Before they even went into it, they said, "We're beaten."
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.